Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast with news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary. Here he is, the one and only Jeff Duncan.
Hello, everybody. It is August 27th. Happy Monday to you all. I'm Paul Kingsbury in for Jeff Duncan this morning. Let's get started with the Idaho Sports Report. Congratulations to Lance Steyer for picking 20 out of 25 games correctly in last week's Gridiron Game Picks. This week's games are up and ready to be prognosticated by you. This is for Insider Zone members only, but joining is free and only takes a couple of minutes, so get signed up, click on the link on the homepage, and get your picks in today. It's a short week, it ends on Thursday, so get them in early. This past weekend was 0 week in Idaho, with several teams from around the state starting their football seasons. Last fall's state champions opened the season well, starting with Coeur d'Alene. They kept their streak alive in their quest for a third straight 5A state title by narrowly beating Skyview 40-36 in Nampa. Skyview had several key injuries that might have made a difference in how this game ended. Jeff Duncan will be talking to someone at Skyview about these injuries and what it could mean for the Hawks' success this season later this week right here on the Idaho Sports Report. 4A state champion Blackfoot Broncos didn't play. They opened their season this Friday at home against Skyline. 3A champ Snake River began their title defense by crushing South Fremont 57-18. Things look good to be a Panther this year. Grangeville picked up right where they left off last season by dominating Moscow at home 38-10. The Bulldogs are looking very strong to return to the state championship game in November to defend their 2A crown. 1A D1 champs Hagerman Pirates opened their season at home this Friday against Castleford. And in 1A D2, the surprise 2011 champions Lighthouse Christian out of Twin Falls pounced on Idaho City early and often to end it early. That score was 56-6. Expect to see them back. In other scores around the state, Boise shocked Bora and pretty much everyone else by winning the inaugural game at Donna Larson Field Friday night. It was a packed house filled with a lot of pomp and circumstance, and Boise came ready to play, trouncing the usually very game Bora Lions 38-24. Burley beat Filer 33-0 under new head coach Jed Thomas, himself a former Bobcat. Could this be a new era in Burley football? Madison beat Pocatello at Holt 29-25. American Falls defeated Aberdeen 16-13. Fruitland beat Middleton 30-15 on the road. My Pilgrims of New Plymouth lost their season opener to Payette 27-13. Kamei destroyed Salmon River 50-0 to begin their march towards the championship game this fall in their first year in 1ADA. You can get all of this past weekend's scores from around the state by going to idahosports.com and clicking on scores, or by going to the school's individual pages and by clicking on schools. Well, we try not to make it too complicated around here. In other sports news, the Coeur d'Alene Press reported that Derek Bailey of Rathdrum parred the first hole of a sudden-death playoff with Zach Wandersheed of Goldendale, Washington, to win the Pacific Northwest Men's Amateur Public Links Championship on Sunday at the Lynx Golf Club. Bailey overcame a double bogey on the fourth hole and a quadruple bogey on the 12th, with 5 birdies to shoot a 1-over par 74 for a 2-day total of 145. That's 1-under par. Congratulations, Derek. You can read the whole story at cdapress.com. Our good friend David Bayshore wrote a very entertaining piece in the Magic Valley Times News titled, What We Learned from the First Week of Prep Football. Some things he included were, 1, Canyon Ridge won't be a pushover this season. 2, Burley's defense was strong, but the offense needs work. 3, Gooding's run game is as physical as it is explosive. 4, Oakley will be just fine at 11-man football. And number 5, Jerome's outburst might represent the Great Basin's depth. Read the whole thing at magicvalley.com. It's definitely worth your time to go and take a read. It was also a very active weekend on the pitch around the state. Boys and girls soccer were underway. In girls soccer, Meridian and Centennial tied at 0. Skyview beat Mountain Home 6-2. Hillcrest destroyed Blackfoot 15-1. Teton beat Aberdeen 5-0. Century beat Idaho Falls 4-1. And Caldwell beat Skyview 2-0. In boys soccer this weekend, Teton beat Aberdeen 9-2, Century beat Twin Falls 1-0, Madison bested Rigby 4-1, Preston over Burley 2-0, Eagle beat Meridian 4-2, Community School beat Declo 9-0. You can get more of those scores on idahosports.com by going there and clicking, once again, Schedules and Scores in the top menu. So go check those out. This week in idahosports.com, we have 10 games set to be broadcast live. Bora at Centennial, Capital at Eagle, Mountain View at Meridian, Timberline at Rocky Mountain, Valley View at Boise, Bonneville at Idaho Falls, Ontario, Oregon at Fruitland, Squim, Washington versus Shelley in the Rocky Mountain Rumble, as well as Lehigh, Utah versus Pocatello, and Orem, Utah versus Highland. Of course, the Rocky Mountain Rumble is Saturday in Pocatello at Hold Arena. IdahoSports.com will be there webcasting all three games of the Rumble. Jeff Duncan, Scott Burton, and Paul Kingsbury will be bringing those games to you live right here on IdahoSports.com. Steve Connor will be roaming the sidelines, taking hundreds, if not thousands, of action photos. You'll be able to check those out right here on IdahoSports.com as well. Don't forget to tune in to the Friday Night Flash Overtime Show, Friday night at 10:35. This week we promise we start on time. Last Friday, Jeff and I didn't get done with this Coeur d'Alene Skyview game till almost 10:30. Then we had to hightail it back to Idaho Sports headquarters. The show finally got on around 11:30 p.m. We still had a ton of people tune in. We had a lot of fun, which is really what this is all about. Jeff and I having fun. Kidding. You guys make the show. So this Friday, we will be in Pocatello. We're not sure where the location will be yet. We're still courting a couple of different possibilities. But no matter where we have it, it's going to be a lot of fun. So tune in. 10:35 p.m. next Friday night. That's Mountain Time. We'll have updated statewide football media poll up Wednesday morning. So check back to see where your team is ranked this week. And our stable of professional action photogs was out and about this weekend, shooting all sorts of action photos. Some of the galleries we have up right now include Fruitland versus the Boise JV team in boys soccer. For football, Coeur d'Alene versus Skyview, the Jamboree that was held at Lakeland, Bora versus Boise, and the McCall-Orofino football by Clayton Bunt is up. Of course, in boys and girls soccer, Lewiston at Sandpoint and Boise versus Capital are also up right now. That's going to do it for today's Idaho Sports Report. In for Jeff Duncan, I'm Paul Kingsbury. Have a great day, everyone.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow, right here on IdahoSports.com.